Let's see.
זמן הגאולה. נתחיל מהמשפט השני.
The time of redemption. The time of redemption is arriving, and we have to prepare ourselves for the light of redemption, which is the exodus from slavery to freedom. And it is known that it is impossible to come out of the exile before you're in the exile. And it is known that the Holy Torah is eternal and works in each and every generation. And also in the Haggadah we say that a person has to see himself as if he came out of Egypt in each and every generation.
Yes.
Therefore, you have to know what is the exile that we're in. And each and every generation has to come out of this bitter exile. The Holy Ari says that the Egyptian exile was that there was reason in exile, meaning the reason of holiness, and also the matter of the reason of holiness in exile needs clarification. As the Holy Zohar says, that leaven and sourdough are on the same degree, and we call it the evil inclination, a different god. And Baal HaSulam explains that the Sitra Achra and the shell and the evil inclination are but the will to receive, whether it's in mind or in heart, meaning that the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants are the control of the will to receive over the organs, meaning that all the 248 organs, while they serve the will to receive, they're called Pharaoh's servants. It is known that the first cause for the work is the lo lishma, meaning that it comes from education, that this is how a person was brought up, this is what he was brought up to do, meaning that it is based on the will to receive, that a person is led to understand that the corporeal pleasures aren't that valuable, because all in all, eventually, we'll die. And by the Torah and mitzvot, one will merit spiritual pleasure in the next world, which is the eternal world. And also in this world, a person can succeed and be prosperous by keeping the Torah and mitzvot, thanks to which we'll be healthy and prosperous, etc., etc. And a person, from the will to receive, or a person's will to, the nature of the will to receive is lazy. There are those people that are content with bread and water. There are people that need fish and meat. And there are people that need beautiful possessions and clothes and so on and honor. And it's all according to the energy that one has, that they don't want to work more than what they need. And everyone has their the extent of what they need. What do they consider to be necessities? But to work in order to bestow, that's not something natural. And every person was created in the will to receive, and in order to achieve great pleasure, or the true pleasure, first of all, a person has to achieve adhesion, which is called equivalence of form, meaning that he should have the same intention, which is called to bestow. And this is against our nature, meaning that one is under, meaning that one is in exile, meaning under the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And since the body is called the will to receive, then a person can't serve the word of the Creator against his will. Because in something that you have to do forcefully, you don't get derive pleasure from it.